South Africa, India and Indonesia have joined the World Logistics Passport. Established in 2019, it's a major policy initiative that seeks to boost trading opportunities between emerging markets. Emerging countries who joined beforehand include Colombia, Senegal, Kazakhstan, Brazil and Uruguay, amongst others. Well, to tell us how it works and the economic benefits thereof, I'm joined on the line by Mike Bashkaran. He's the CEO of the World Logistics Passport. Thanks very much, Mike, for joining us. Now, how does this trading club work? What are the benefits?
I think the benefits are like, if there is a merchant or a trader in the Far East, and then, you know, via Dubai, we have the ability to go back and get like very high value items at low weight, a rapid access to the market, and actually also move from a lot of, it allows the ability to move product from one part of the geography to another part of the geography a lot faster. Acceleration of goods and services and merchandise. That's the benefit of the program.
So practically speaking, how successful has this initiative been for the nations who've been in it from the start?
I think one of the things I'd be, we have about 200 plus individuals who've joined this program. And we have seen approximately about $800 million worth of trade go through Dubai because of this program. So it has been a good launching pad for us. And now we want to expand this to multiple geographies and multiple countries.
So from a South African perspective, what sort of sectors or companies will likely take advantage of this new agreement?
I think the ones that I see is like your precious metals would be like a really good opportunity here. And then also like you're a lot of importers of computer technology and high value electronics would actually take benefit of this as well. And not only will they take benefit, they could become a regional hub in actually providing and distributing some of these products across the region as well.
Yeah.
So I really see a huge benefit from this perspective.
So there's been a lot of talk about how the pandemic disturbed global supply chains due to a number of nations shutting their borders at various points. And you do indicate that the WLP will go a long way in creating more resilient supply chains. Just tell us about that.
I think one of the things about WLP, Nupu, is just like the opportunity to create like alternative routes, right? I mean, from if there is a trader, you know, who is actually trading from either like Indonesia via Dubai and getting to South Africa and from South Africa getting to China, for instance, or the Far East, now you'll have like significant savings in time and money. So that's going to be the benefit of this. But now it's also creating like new routes. A traditional route in the past would be possibly like going through Europe and coming in, which we will continue doing. But now there is another alternative. So what it provides a consumer or like a business-to-business customer would be the opportunity to go back and then reroute the product through multiple ways. So by definition, it creates like resilience in the supply chain.
Yes. And how excited are you about the activation of the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement at the beginning of this year? That should help complement the efforts of the World Logistics Passport.
We're very excited. As a matter of fact, you know, it's a great opportunity for us because it's like when South Africa becomes a hub, you know, it plays a very strong area in terms of like further creating gateways and other distribution into further parts of like Africa. So it provides a huge opportunity. I think we're very excited about that.
Yes. Now, India and Indonesia are also getting in on the act. What are some of the specific benefits that they'll derive from being part of the WLP?
Very similar at this point. You know, if you think about a trader from India, you know, I mean, he will have the ability to go to Dubai and via Dubai coming into Africa. It shortens the distance. Again, like I said, same concept as like coming from Far East into between Europe and then going into Africa. Now provides another alternative.
So yes,
they'll have a benefit of like faster time into Africa. And by the same token, if there is a gold trader moving gold out of like South Africa, moving into India, now Dubai, you know, at this point, if I remember it right, about like there's a huge opportunity to come to Dubai and then go to India as well. So it's like it creates multiple routes for both for India as well as for South Africa.
Yes. Now, and presumably, if the wheels of trade are further oiled by all these various initiatives, including the WLP, presumably that's very good news for job creation and the like.
It is. It is. I think we are very excited about this. Trade in general brings a lot of jobs and opportunities. And we are very excited about that. We completely agree with that.
That was Mike Bashkaran. He's the CEO of the World Logistics Passport.